this will happen. There will be things that you don't agree with, things that I said, that someone else said, that you don't agree with or don't like. And it's always a fabulous opportunity to manage your own mind first. Because in the Flow Collective, we all take responsibility for our own thoughts and feelings. So it's pretty different from other online spaces. And other people will have opinions, some that are different from yours. And if you asked for the input of the community, or you asked for coaching and you got suggestions or feedback that you don't like, then that's a great time to do some thought work or run a model. Because what someone else said or did always goes in the circumstance line of the model. Then there's your thought about what they did or what they said, and that's what's causing you to feel however you're feeling. And your feelings are always valid. You also don't need to change your thoughts if you like your thoughts. But when you're feeling annoyed, if you're feeling upset, hurt or disappointed, you get to feel those emotions. And then you get to look at your experience, again, not to invalidate or to judge it, but to bring awareness for your own growth, for yourself. And you can ask curious questions like, well, why did that upset me? Why did I have that level of response? What am I making their behavior, their actions, their choices, their words mean? Am I taking this personally and making it about me? What does this situation bring up for me from my own childhood or other experiences in life? And am I projecting that hurt onto this person? Does it serve me to keep feeling this, to keep thinking this? And is there an action that I want or need to take here? What support do I need in this moment? And you always get to choose how to respond. You don't have to agree with everything I say or what other folks here say. You can accept that we're all different and that we're each entitled to our own way of doing things. You can also say, well, screw that person. That's an option. But there's a valuable lesson in not villainizing someone because they have a different opinion to you. Similarly, in not gossiping, which is really just when we seek validation from others for our own thoughts and feelings in order to support us in our own thinking, right? And this also means taking responsibility for your own well-being, for your own thoughts and feelings, and honoring them, instead of jumping into criticism and judgment. And instead, like, we get to stay open and we get curious. And this requires us, first of all, to notice when we are activated, when we're having a response of some kind. And we get to look at it with love and just see what it's bringing up for us. And of course, as a community, we will always uphold our community standards and deal with microaggressions, misgendering someone, and any other prejudicial or discriminatory speech. And if there's something you see of this nature, either in me or anyone else in the community, then we invite you to report it to us. Not because it's your job to do that, we're on the lookout for that as well, but because we want you to know that it's our responsibility and that we take it very seriously.